Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Far too often we hear that phrase. And in the same way, there are so many men and women who live their life of crime and live a life of crime, and they don't know what they are doing. They are affected by the social ills which plague society, and sometimes because of peer pressure, they are led astray. These men and women who we see as the black sheep of our society are the people who occupy our prisons. Their crimes are irrelevant right now, but once they are released from prison, what exactly are the chances that they are able to be reintegrated back into society? Well, joining me on the line this morning is a former member of the Russian Mafia in Cape Town who had spent some time in jail at Paulsmoor Prison. Jean Trutte is also the author of Van Paulsmoor tot Prediker, or From Paulsmoor to Preacher. Jean, welcome to the show.
Keenan, how are you doing?
I'm well, man. Tell me, the reintegration of ex-offenders is a very difficult one. How do you do that?
Yeah, like you said, it's a very difficult one. And unfortunately, it's a kind of a non-existing process at the moment. So government kind of just let people go and say good luck. And then we sit with a situation where we expect people to change their mindsets. We expect people to change their way of life and their way of living, without setting a different kind of example.
Yeah.
And so now what we do as Midway, we go into the community and we train volunteers to become life coaches, whereby the life coach will then journey with an ex-offender or a youth in conflict of the law for approximately 2 years at a time, assisting him, guiding that person, whether male or female, assisting, guiding, and helping with this change of mindset, helping with the readaptation into society, into the new kind of lifestyle, and also helping him to be involved in community events, etc., where community can see that he is making a positive change and he's making an effort to make a change in his life, thereby assisting with the reintegration process.
You talk about Midway. What is Midway?
So Midway basically developed out of a need to assist individuals once they leave prison. And the need came up and we realized that The only progress that really works long term is life coaching. I myself, when I got out of prison, I needed about 5 different mentors or life coaches. And these mentors guided me in different aspects of my life and my reintegration process. And I literally realized that my fellow inmates, the guys that I spent some time in prison with, when they get out, who is there to support them? Mm. Who is guiding them on this process?
Yeah.
And very quickly realized that at the end of the day, they go down to the local Shabin, their local old gangster buddies, and they've got the wrong influence. So how do we get people to support them, yet having kind of a quality control to make sure that every individual that's getting help is actually getting the same standard of help as all the other people? And the only way was to go in, train the people that is involved in community work, train the people that is involved in helping ex-offenders and youth trying to rebuild their lives. And so we got the tool of COACH, which is an international course. It's being run in England, Australia, America, the Philippines, and by us in South Africa, by us as Midway. So Midway kind of sets the path of the person has lived his journey, him or her, they've lived their life so far. They've made the mistakes that they have. We come in at this part. We join them for approximately 2 years, and we guide and support them for those 2 years, and we then let them go, and they need to go and live the rest of their lives. So we kind of work them for this middle part.
That's brilliant stuff. Jean, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
No worries, man. No worries. Thanks a lot. That's Jean Trutte there. He is running a brilliant project, which is basically seeing him and his team go into communities such as Bishop Lavis and Manenberg and try to train up people who may be ex-offenders coming out of prison. We know that it's difficult coming out of prison and basically reintegrating back into society.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you to make you feel my love.